All right, we're going to be wrapping this up soon. You guys happen to see, we'll do a couple plugs. I mean, it's not plugs for me. Although, go to our websites, Extreme Politics. Go to extremepolitics.com. Go to extremepolitics.com. Go to zerofilter.com. Of course, go to our Twitter page, and it's at Rob Zicari Show. At Rob Zicari Show. Go there. And in the next few days, we're going to have a new book. Yes, we're going to have a new book up that is full of stories, full of exciting and fresh stories. From the past year and a half, I don't know, probably 200 pages, something like that. It'll be a new book, and it'll be up for sale for like $4 or $5, something like that. I don't know, but you can buy that. So there's the plugs. That's all I have for my plugs. So listen, tonight you have two town halls. Now, last night you had a town hall involving Trump on MSNBC with Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough. And then on the CNN air with what's his name? Anderson Cooper. You have Rubio, Cruz, and Carson. That was last night. Now, tonight, you have Clinton and Sanders town hall on MSNBC. And on CNN, you have Trump, Jeb, and Kasich. Last night, the Trump town hall was pretty good. And it gave you a real, and I mean real, striking contrast to what was going on CNN. And I tweeted this out, and we don't have a lot of time left to talk about this tomorrow because the Trump town hall will be tomorrow and the Clinton and Sanders hall. I could kind of do a big town hall segment. But when you're listening to Trump and it's off the cuff, it's real, it's to the voter, it's honest, and you go away with a feeling like you just had a real conversation. When somebody asked Trump, what are you going to do about peace with the Palestinians and Israel? How are you going? And Trump was like, listen, it's tough. It's real tough. I don't know if it can be. You got to understand. You got one side raised, literally raised from the time they were born to the time they die, that they are to hate Jews. And he told this to the kid. He said, so that's a big problem. If you have people, the minute they're born, being told Jewish people are bad, at a certain age, they're given little knives and videotaped pretending they're killing Jews. Big problem. And he told the kid, he said, you know, I don't know if it can be done. He goes, I'll try. He goes, I got a lot of friends that say, forget about it. It can't be done. Because it could be the hardest deal that I've ever tried to do. And that's the answer. And you literally went, wow, that was really honest. That was real. That was like how we all talk. And then you go to CNN. Again, all these town hall debates are very scripted. They, regardless if they're supposed to be questions from the crowd, you know, they're very crafted. They're very scripted. We know for a fact in one of the CNN debates, the question that someone asked Hillary or Bernie was already scripted out by the CNN people. So listen, it's all a way for the people in the audience to feel like they're interacting and for the candidate to basically deliver uninterrupted stump speeches. No real follow-ups. Nobody goes, but how? Yeah, but how? Anderson Cooper might chime in and go, but if we could just go back, how would you? But when you're watching this, whether it's Rubio or Cruz or Carson, it's nothing more than a long-winded stump speech to simple questions. Simple questions. And you sit there, and someone would say, what are you going to do about high cost of tuition? Well, let me tell you, Sarah, as we move forward in the 21st century, who talks like that? Seriously, who talks like that? One person answers questions. Well, let me tell you, as we move into the 21st century, we are falling behind as far as technology and as far as now every other country in this great earth of, wow, Jesus. Listen, what are you going to do about the cost of tuition? Something that can be answered without saying the 21st century. So you then click back to Trump. And it's the same thing as far as simple question, simple answer. And then you go back to CNN, and it's the same thing. Simple question, long, drawn out, meandering. And you sit there and go, wow, you know, maybe there'll be something here. Maybe there'll, okay, you go back. And now watch tonight. The same thing will happen. You're going to have Trump, and chances are he's going to go last. Chances are he's going to go last. You're going to go Bush, you're going to go Kasich, and then you're going to go Trump. Listen when somebody asks a question to Jeb, and they just meander on. They just meander on. And then they go to Trump, and Trump gives people an honest, straight answer. And it connects people, because in our daily lives, nobody gives us 5-minute answers. I couldn't even watch the thing last night. Like, I would zone out. I'm sitting there watching, and I zone out. Because I'm like, what was the question? What was the question? Oh, the military. What are we going to do about ISIS? And Rubio gives him a 10-minute answer. It's like, what do you, that's, why, that didn't require a 10-minute answer. Telling somebody about your knowledge on warships and warplanes and the name of the B-52 bomber and this upgrade. Man, who gives those types of answers, like, in our daily lives? And this is what people who don't get the Trump connection, this is what they don't get. Trump speaks like everyday Americans do. The notion that everyday Americans answer people's questions with 5-minute answers is ludicrous. Even in a work situation, even an executive, even when you're at a company like Google or Yahoo, and the boss comes in and goes, "Hey, can we crack the code on this phone for the FBI?" Yeah. Oh, we can? Yeah. All I got to do is put program A, B, and C and make a couple tweaks, and I could do it. It'll take me a couple days. But you know that will lead to a whole bunch of crap, because once it happens, it's not a long, drawn, most things in life really can be answered in less than 30 seconds. Have you ever gotten pulled over by the police? License registration, here you go. You know, I got you clocked in at about 60. You know, speed limit is 40. Seem to be in a hurry. You going anywhere important? Well, you see, officer, in the 21st century, people have to travel. And my experiences growing up as a son of a migrant shut the F up. Listen, where were you going? If you give me a good answer, maybe I'll let you off the hook. Can you give me a good answer? What, is your wife sick? Is your kid? What's up? Were you just losing track of time? Your space? What was going on? Who gives 5-minute answers to things that are simple and quick? That's why the people that hate Trump hate him so much, because they're programmed to listening to a politician give this long, drawn-out answer, and you're like, okay, thank you. I keep going back to the 21st century, because when a politician, I'm telling you, when a politician gives you an answer and starts going, in the 21st century, our country, man, where did you, these are such canned BS answers. And then you go to Trump, and Trump's like, I don't know if we could do it. And you're just like, oh, okay. That's like an answer we get. Hey, honey, I want to go to dinner tonight, and then I'd like to hit that club, and then I'd like to try to get home to watch the beginning of Saturday Night Live. Do you think we could do that? No. Mm-mm. Well, maybe. If we're quick, or if we eliminate one of those things. But that's it. Okay, hon. Cool. Well, what do you think we should do? I say eliminate the club, and we could definitely make it back. Thank you. There. Easy. Easy. Well, honey, in the 21st century, as a daughter of a immigrant who had no watch, had no sense of time, we had to use boiled eggs And when the boiled eggs would harden, we knew it was an hour. So now, as we approach to, honey, listen, I just want to know if we could make the, that's it. That's all I want. I mean, who gives answers? In the 21st century, we'll do more of this tomorrow, because tonight, go on CNN, watch the Donald Trump town hall, and keep in your mind yesterday's town hall. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Flip over to Clinton and Sanders town hall, same thing. And then go, what's the difference? Say to yourself, what's the difference? What's the difference if that question was answered in a sentence? Meaning, would Trump be looked at differently if he gave answers that were 3 and 4 minute roundabouts?